escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Here we are. End of the longest week of the summer. For us, anyway.
Beautiful day, beautiful end of the week. Love it.
Amazing. We're 5 for 5, getting on the air, hoping to deliver quality. What a week it's been. I mean, schedule release, give 716, Bo Byram signs for 2 years. We'll hear from Bo coming up. Danny Gare having his annual golf tournament today. Pretty good week.
It was a really, really fun week. It went by fast for being like, you know, one of the week in July where you're like, what are we going to talk about? Well, there was a lot to talk about. And I have to
congratulations.
Say.
Congratulations. I meant to tell you this 2 days ago. We are officially in mid-July, but not for much
mid-July.
Longer.
Mid-July. We're not late July yet. We're mid-July. So that's good. But I'm already, I want July to go fast, but I really don't. I want to enjoy July, but I always feel like, we're late July. No, we're not. We're mid-July. Let's slow it down a little bit. And today is July the 18th, which means that's Danny Gare Day. Mm-hmm. You know, 716 was a couple of days ago. Oh, so I'm going to say the 18th is Danny Gare's day, and that's why is Connect Life Danny Gare and Friends Golf Tournament is going on right now at Diamond Hawk Golf Course, and I was there this morning to say hello and you know, some alumni and some, you know, great people in Buffalo there. But, man, tickets, he is so awesome. Again, talked about the need for blood donation, organ donation in the area. And the summertime it's hard, right? Because people are out of their routine. And a lot of people go every month. And they're in the routines during the winter months. But in the summer, you kind of forget. And so it's just a reminder, keep going, donate blood, donate platelets and all of that because it is important and is so needed in the area.
Thanks to Danny, as always, and friends. Great turnout, great day for it. Today, also, kind of unexpected because he was a little off the radar, but an era of Sabres hockey came to an end today.
Comes to an end.
Jaro Halak has officially retired. He was with the Sabres from February 28th to March 5th, 2014. He dressed as a backup to Jonas Enroth. One game in Dallas. They lost 3-2. And then he was sent to Washington as part of the Michael Neuwirth trade.
Yes.
How do you look back on the Halak era in Buffalo?
It was an end of a previous era, right? Because Ryan Miller and Steve Ott were sent to St. Louis.
Correct.
Halak was acquired with Chris Stewart, Will Carrier, a first and a third.
Which is an amazing little bit of trivia because we were joking around with that at Give 716 night the other night, right? 61 goalies in Sabres history. Peter Skudero only played 27 seconds. But in consecutive games, the Sabres had different goalies that never counted as goalies for the Sabres. Ryan Vins backed up Enroth on the day Miller was dealt. And then Halak ends up backing up Enroth. And neither one of them could be found in the record books.
Vinsanity. Ryan Vins. It was a game against the San Jose Sharks
yes.
in Buffalo. And I was in attendance. I remember, like, I I sat in my seats, and then the people are like, "Hey, are you gonna go down and get dressed if they need you?" And I'm like, "No, no, I'm not doing that." And obviously, you know, but when
Halak 6 years later, the people asked you to do it again when COVID hit.
I know, and I'm like, "Please don't, not anymore." And it's a joke. People are gonna say, "Hey, Marty, you're gonna put on the pads. Sabres could really use you." I'm like, "They were 30th in goals against last year. They'll be 40th in goals against if I go in. There's only 32 teams. We're gonna be in big trouble." But here's what happens when Miller got traded to St. Louis. We all knew, look, the Miller era was about to end, and they make the trade. They acquire Yaroslav Halak. I actually thought, "Oh, like Yaroslav Halak, this is a good goaltender, a goaltender that I feel the Sabres could really move forward with." And then it was like, "Nah, maybe he's just going to be there for a day or two and he's going to get flipped at the deadline." He was there for a week. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was flipped at the deadline on March 5th, 2014. And that brought in Nervert, as you mentioned. And I don't want to say disappointed, but I was hoping maybe we're going to see Yaroslav Halak and move into that direction, because Halak still had some fantastic years in him. And he was always maybe kind of like me. He was always one that, was he a starter? Was he a backup? Like,
well, he sure was for Montreal the year they upset Washington.
Yeah, he was fantastic with Montreal that year, playing over Carey Price and the whole thing. Look, I mean, Halak, but he never really took off as a everyday starter for multiple years. He always kind of was in between a 1A, 1B. Brian Elliott, Yaroslav Halak, right? St. Louis. And then it was 1A, 1B. But he had a fantastic career when you look at the numbers and everything that he's done.
Longevity. There's no question about it. There is an awful lot to be said for someone who stays in the game 17 years at the highest level.
I'm pretty sure he got a silver stick. He played 581 games. He actually played more games than I did. Mm-hmm. That would have been with maybe the Islanders or the Bruins that he would have hit that milestone. So I wonder if they gave him that stick, but no, he...
Neuvirth, by the way, came in, played two games the remainder of that year for Buffalo and played 27 the next year before he was dealt, and ended up, this is, you know, kind of crazy, he was 6-19-3 with a 921 save percentage.
Yeah.
The problem for Neuvirth was it just seemed like he was always challenged to like be healthy for long stretches, you know?
A lot of goal support in his 29 games in Buffalo.
No, of course. And it's crazy to think, but I mean, those are, you know, that's the beauty of sports, is you can often remember silly little nuances, footnotes in record books, but then you forget like the big picture stuff, the obvious stuff. I'm certainly guilty of that. But as it ties in to, relatively speaking, news of the day, not Sabre-related per se, but we tend to talk about goaltending every day. And yesterday, Lucas Dostal decided to break the news that he got himself a new deal with Anaheim, which was probably the most advantageous position of any free agent this summer. The minute Anaheim said, "Well, we're finally going to move off of John Gibson." Uh-huh. Okay, we've got about $35 million to spend. And this was an easy negotiation for Dostal to land some pretty big money.
Were you going to rock the boat for an extra $500,000 or $1 million or whatnot? I mean, Anaheim still has right now, over $20 million in cap space. And I get it that Mason McTavish is one of those guys that will need some money. But you look at Lucas Dostal, right? He had a really good year last year with the Anaheim Ducks, was over 900 in save percentage. It was actually a lot higher, and it went down a little bit more in the second half, played in 54 games. He's the number one goaltender. Mm-hmm. So if you're Anaheim and you're looking at him and you say, "Okay, and this is a player that is 25 years old, just turned 25 years old. Let's Let's go with him, right? Kind of like what the Sabres did with Luukkonen.
Yep.
Like, okay, he's
But look at the price difference. Look at the price difference just in the short window of time between signings.
It's almost $2 million, right?
It's over.
It's over $2 million. Yeah. 6 point.
I mean,
is
you could split 6. Hairs 5, on either one of them trying to say who's had the longer stretch of excellence in their still young NHL careers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Luukkonen was so good from December to April, two seasons ago. I don't think Dostal has put together that long of a stretch where he was in the top five in every meaningful category. So
Dostal
just
started
inflation
the year as a top goalie, goal save above expectation, and it dropped probably around December. So he had a really strong first 30 games.
Yeah, but
it is a little less than $2 million. So it's 4.775 for UPL, 6.5 for Dostal. So I mean, in a year plus, it is jumped $1.7 million, right? Almost $2 million for the same comparables. Yeah. But that's also you're playing on the cap, and he got two more years. So you're looking at, you know, saying, okay, Dostal, they gave him more time, so let's give him a little bit more money. But yeah, I mean, 25 years old, paid now.
Luukkonen was a 5-year deal. This is a 5-year deal.
I thought it was 6 times 6, so it's 5 times 6. Okay, well, it's the same thing. It's just, I got it here. You're right. 5 times 6, so 6.5. So it just jumped up $1.7 million in a year or so.
Yeah, but it's to be expected with their cap situation and the increasing cap. And we've talked about it all summer. We'll continue to do so based on who's available, who's not. There was a trade yesterday that we'll dive into a little later in the show. There could be another trade coming, and we'll talk about that based on a quick mention of Columbus's situation yesterday. But the player in the Sabres fold that has been most talked about, Bo Byram. He avoided arbitration with the Sabres this week, getting his 2-year deal. We're already looking forward to when Bo is back in town and looking at the group as it comes together for training camp and preseason play. Of course, from a Sabres standpoint, the action will take place primarily against the Penguins, the Jackets, and the Red Wings, with the first preseason game happening on September the 22nd. Just a little while ago, we were able to catch up with Bo Byram. Bo, thanks for the time. Great to see you. Can you give us a little description as to just how this process has been to get to this point with the new deal?
There's always a little bit of, I don't know what you want to call it, whether it's tension or whatever it might be. I'm trying to do the best for me, and the team's trying to do the best for them. So, and then, eventually you come to an agreement, it's all good. So I kind of enjoy the process. You know, it's fun kind of getting to learn that side of the game a little more. So, but it all worked out well.
So, in full disclosure, I never had longer than a 2-year deal. Like, my entry-level deal was 3, but I went 2 years and 1 year and 2 years my whole career. So when people are, it's only 2 years, I don't see any problem. And I think, as a player, a lot of players want the 6, 7, 8 years, but I like the 2-year deal for you, for the team, to say, you know what? You have confidence in yourself. You go out and play a couple of years. Maybe that opens even more. Like, how do you like that short term, which a lot of players are kind of trending towards now?
Yeah, for sure. I think you're starting to kind of see a bit of a shift, like you said, with players taking shorter term deals. I just think for me, it worked well. You know, I still think I have a lot of room to grow as a player and a person. And, I see myself continuing to get better. So, it kind of gives me another chance to sign, whether it's 1 or 2 more deals down the road in the future. I'm just, I'm happy it's done and out of the way now, and I can focus on getting prepared for the season and, getting back with the guys and getting on the ice, which we're all excited to do.
Well, obviously, we are all focused on the next 2 years because that's the latest contract. But how would you describe the portions of the first 2 seasons here in Buffalo, and thus what you want to take and grow from?
Yeah, I think as a team, I was only there for a short amount of time the year I got traded. But I thought last year, especially down the stretch throughout the year, we took a lot of big steps as a team defensively and whatnot. And that's something that we want to grow on, right? To be a good team, you got to be a good defensive team. And it's unfortunate, you know, that we had that 10-game slide or whatever it was early on in the season, because without that, we would have been right there battling for a playoff spot. So, and personally, I think, you know, I've been pretty happy with my time in Buffalo. I think I've mentioned it before that I've got an opportunity to play a bigger role and, you know, play more minutes on whether it's the offensive side, power play, penalty kill. So I'm happy with that. And yeah, just try to continue to grow no matter who I'm playing with or what kind of situations I'm put into. Like I said, I think as a player, I have a lot more to give, and I'm looking forward to having that opportunity to do so.
The numbers when you play with Rasmus Dahlin are really, really good. Like I did this exercise earlier in the week. You guys were top five in most categories, number one in goal differential when you look at goals for when on the ice versus goals against. But Shayna Goldman from The Athletic Thursday, when we had her on Sabres Live, she said she wanted to ask you a question. So I'm going to be the guy that asked. But she basically wanted to know, how do you adjust your game when you're playing with or without Rasmus Dahlin? Because there's got to be a difference in playing with Dahls compared to when you're not playing with him.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think
the biggest difference is probably Rass is one of the best defensemen in the world, right? So
that would definitely be the major difference.
So when you're on the ice with them, obviously the game's a lot easier on you a lot of times. Yeah, I don't know. When I'm playing with them, I just try to take care of the defensive side of the puck. You know, make sure that I'm hanging back and giving him the freedom to get up ice and join the play and do his thing. But I also try not to let it take away from my own game too much, you know. I think we play quite well together. We balance each other out quite well. And, you know, we both kind of think the game in a similar way and are able to move the puck up the ice together, get the puck in our forwards' hands. So really enjoy playing with them. And like you said, when I'm not playing with them, I don't really know if my mindset or how I approach the game changes all that much. You know, no matter who I'm playing with, I try to take care of the defensive side of the puck and, you know, be a good puck transporter, whether it's passing the puck or skating the puck, whatever it might be. But yeah, like I've said multiple times, I think I need to continue to get better, and I think I can continue to get better. So, no matter who I'm on the ice with, I just need to focus on myself and grow in my game.
There seems to be a bit of a fixation in this market, which could be partly my fault and Marty's fault because we're on the air every day. But I think we speak of this because other people, including the GM and coaches, talk about this kind of stuff. With the addition of Kesselring, a right shot defenseman, a lot of people are talking about just getting stability in the pairings, perhaps Power and Kesselring and you and Dahlin. How much do you think about this? How much do you talk about the coaches in season? Have you talked about it at all with the organization, GM or coach, since you got your deal done?
I mean, I don't know if I've talked
directly about it. You know, it's definitely nice when you have a solid partner, whether it's throughout the year or a certain stretch of games, whatever it might be. You know, you kind of get to learn more about their game, how they like to do things, how they do things, whatever their tendencies. So it makes it a little easier. But there's also times through the season where people get hurt, whatever happens, I'm not playing well, someone else is not playing well, things get shuffled around, right? So that's obviously going to happen. It's never totally going to be a stagnant thing. But I think with the addition of Kesselring there, that'll really help us out because, you know, we were kind of missing a big right-handed shot, which has been well-documented, I'm sure, over the last X amount of years. So I think we're all really excited for that, whether it's, I don't know, like you said, whether it's me playing with them, Owen playing with them, Rasmus playing with them, Sammy playing with them, whatever it might be. I think he's just going to be a big help, you know. We've had a lot of lefty pairs over the years, and I think we've done a good job with it, but having a couple more right-handed shots mixed in definitely simplifies things for us and makes it a little more easy. So, I think we're all really excited about that acquisition for sure.
When I said I brought up the numbers that you and Dahls were one of the best pairs in the league, obviously Makar and Taze and Hughes and Aronik are like some of the pairs that are at the top. And you got to see Kel and Devon Taze in Colorado and what they do every game and how they handle themselves at the top pairs. What have you learned from that? And what are you hoping to continue to build on from some of the things that you saw those two do live game after game?
For sure. Well,
looking back now, I mean, I think I got to learn a lot from just watching those two. I mean, you have a guy like Cale Makar, very similar to Rasmus, and, I hope to try to be a player of Taser's caliber, whether it's now or down the road. That's what I look to continue to build towards. So I think the biggest thing I noticed was obviously Cale kind of drives the play, but Taser also is a very, very competent, very, very good player that helps Cale out in different situations or whatever it might be. And, that's what I try to provide to Ras when I'm playing with him. I just try to be steady and, move the puck, get him the puck as much as I can. But also something I learned watching Taser play with Cale is, Taze is a really good player and he can still play. So it's not like he's got to move it every time he gets it over to Cale, whatever it might be. He's a good player. And, I think of myself as a good player. So try to emulate that relationship a little bit because it is, in my opinion, I think very similar. So, I try to watch everyone and learn as much as I can, whether it's Ras or OP, whoever it is. We have a lot of good players. So,
I think our decor is really starting
to come together, and I think it's going to be a strength of our team moving forward here.
Are you in the mountains for the summer, and do you use that landscape for your training purposes?
Yeah, I'm at home here just
outside of Cranbrook, BC, in the southeast corner of British Columbia, Canada. So, I usually get out once or so a week, once every couple of weeks, do a good hike with my parents and my family and do that. And then I live on a lake here, so I'm always on the lake, swimming or whatever it might be. So I love being at home here. So it's a lot of fun.
Any fishing?
Yeah, I do.
I do a bit of fly fishing. There's a couple of rivers nearby that are pretty good for little trout and whatnot. So that's fun to pass some time as well.
So my dad's a big fisherman, and he caught his two trophies this summer, a 19 and a half inch rainbow trout. His all time was 18. So he got, and then he just caught a 25 inch northern pike, but he had to put it back because anything over 18 inches, you can't keep. So he had to put it back. So any of those trophies for you this summer, any big ones this summer?
Nothing big. I wouldn't say I'm the most skilled or experienced fisherman, but I'm trying to grow my capabilities. So I'll keep at it and hopefully I can lock into something like that.
Anything else big on the calendar between now and arriving for camp?
Nothing really. No, like I kind of
said, I'm happy to, get the deal out of the way so I can stop thinking about it and just focus on preparing. I've been skating and working out a lot, trying to get in the best shape possible, trying to grow my game. So, no, not really. Couple weddings with some close friends of ours. It'll be fun, but I'm also looking forward to getting back to Buffalo and getting everything going.
It's not like you went from like entry level deal, like 800,000 to 6 million, but it's still a big jump. When I had my first contract of that jump, I wanted to buy myself something fun. So I went and walked into a Porsche dealership and I bought a car sticker price. I didn't even negotiate. Like how dumb am I? Like I just bought the car. Any purchase that you're thinking like, okay, reward yourself with having this contract?
No, I
bought a place, the place I'm in right now, last year. That was a big purchase. So try to get that paid off before I get something else on the go.
That's smart. Yeah. Very smart. I like it.
Bo, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the rest of summer.
No, appreciate it, guys. Take care. I'll see you in a few months here.
Bo Byram and the Sabres have the home opener, the season opener, on Thursday, October 9th at KeyBank Center. The Rangers are in. We're already very much looking forward to that. You know, Marty, we're all guilty of, by nature of this job, being on air as much as we are. We retell stories.
Yes.
Over, sometimes over and over again. Your poor story never gets old. It's so ridiculous.
It never
ridiculous.
Gets old for me, too. I use this as an example for my kids of what not to do.
Right.
Like, whenever you want something, like, you, there's wiggle room. You got to negotiate. You got to,
yes.
Even if you don't mind paying it, you can still save it. And so, I enjoyed that car for a few years, but then started having kids, and the golf clubs didn't even fit. If I went golfing with that car, I needed to put the clubs in the passenger seat. Because there's no room for golf clubs in the trunk or anything like that. So it was fun. It was fast. Fastest it's ever been. I wasn't the one driving it. Maxim Afinaganov.
Of course.
Decided to, like, he's like, hey, Maria, can I go drive? Like, sure, go ahead. I saw him take off. I'm like, not sure that car is ever returning.
Bo Byram, your takeaways from that chat.
So my takeaway is very to the point, right? I mean, there was a negotiation. There's a business that end, but it's over. And he keeps talking about, we needed a right shot defenseman. We needed to not have that losing streak. We needed to be better defensively. I think that's a guy that, to me, is all in. Despite the fact that, you know, the rumors and the chatter was, oh, you know what, this is not going to work and you got to trade him. He doesn't want, not, no, he's in. It's the business. It's the agents and everything. Always wanted to get the best for their clients.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the 2-year deal is done, Bo is in. And he mentioned, you know, if I'm playing with Kessel Ring or if it's Dolls or if it's Power, I think we kind of know the top four.
Yeah, but didn't that make you think?
Just a matter of how they're going to fit. Huh?
Didn't that make you think?
Well, I mean, he did talk about him and Darlene and what, but then yeah, but he mentioned that and I'm like, oh.
He said, like, what if it's him and Kessel Ring?
Yeah.
And then that was the first time I actually thought of it. And I was like, huh. Well, then who plays with Dolls? And then,
it would be Power.
And then yeah, I know. Because we talked about it the other day, like the differential when Power and Darlene play together is really significant to the good as well.
It's
like,
really good. Also, I mean, anybody like, playing with Darlene was good, but
right.
Now it's trying to maximize not the Darlene pair, it's to maximize the second pair and trying to get that. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's Byram and Kesselring.
I think you're trying to maximize.
He did
all
talk
pairs.
About wanting to be a player like Devon Taser, mm-hmm. and being that type of player. And if you are in 31 markets right now,
mm-hmm.
you probably know Kel McCarr, and a lot of people are not sure who Devon Taser is really. Like, okay, he's a good complimentary piece, right? Oh, I'm telling you, maybe not 31 market, because there's one market that is kicking themselves that they don't have Devon Taze anymore, and that's the New York Islanders when they made that move. But Devon Taze, if Bo Byram turns out to be Devon Taze or a little bit more, it doesn't have to be Kel McCarr, but that's a really, really good piece on the blue line.
Thanks to Bo for joining us. We're back with lots more around the NHL, including a deal yesterday. What does it mean? Stay with us on Sabres Live.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Bid on game-worn jerseys, just not Yarrow Halak's. From the 24-25 season, take home a piece of the action by visiting sabres.com/auction. It closes, this is very important to know, some would say almost imminently. Sunday at 9 p.m. is when this auction closes, so get in now. Maybe you take home one from Tage Thompson or Rasmus Dahlin or Alex Tuck after another terrific goal-scoring year. So,
and I felt bad on Tuesday, Duffer, because we had three jerseys at the Give 716's launch event to be raffling off, right? And we pulled a ticket for that was Josh Byrne, Dalton Kincaid, and Rasmus Dahlin jerseys autographed. So, the Bandits jersey, ticket number 627-2234. Yay! Somebody won right away. We do, trivia. Like, okay, it's time for the Dahlin jersey. Nobody. Like, probably the people were gone or they, we were a little late in the program. And we drew, five tickets. And then the last, and they're like, oh, they were here. Because according to the numbers, you could tell, if it ended in 17 and this person at 16 and this person at 18, you would know they would be in the middle. They're like, they just left a minute ago. I'm like, ah. So we kept drawing. Finally, we got a winner. And then we got a Dalton Kincaid jersey winner as well. But I was ready to take the Dahlin jersey home. I was like, you know what? If we draw one more ticket and the winner's not here right now, I'm taking it home. I am taking it and going to wear it. But luckily, somebody won.
You think somebody will take home a Sabres Chinnikov jersey someday?
Ooh. I mean, is it like Dylan Strome, where we kept saying that he was going to be a Sabres for years and years and years, and it didn't happen?
Previous incarnation of the show.
Yeah, I know. But still, it was the rumor mill, right? And look, Chinnikov would be a very good player to inquire or at least kick the tires on. I mean, I don't know if the Blue Jackets are going to make a move before the start of the season. Maybe they start giving them a few more opportunities and see where that go. And then you make a trade if that doesn't work. But we had a few back and forth on social media yesterday from some of the fans that, were putting in their two cents on Chinnikov. And and what you would need to trade. And somebody suggested Quinn and a third rounder for Chinnikov, and it got a lot of like, whoa, what are you talking about? You're not trading Jack Quinn for Chinnikov, let alone Jack Quinn and a third for Chinnikov. I think if you're going to call Columbus, it's for somebody that's, you know, depth in your lineup, maybe fourth line player. Like, that's what you're looking at. Columbus is not being forced just yet, but, you know, they're being pushed into that way. You're not giving up Jack Quinn in a pick. You're not giving up Jack Quinn by himself. You're exploring it, but I think it would be a depth player trying to bring in a reclamation project, maybe, because the last year was hard for him with injuries and a situation in Columbus.
Yegor Chinnikov is entering into the final year of his deal at 2.1. Significant injury, difficult in harnessing not only the trust of the coach and Dean Evason, but then the trickle down from that is very, very, very limited opportunity. A lot of healthy scratches, never easy to deal with. And, you know, certainly he got bumped out of the picture while this team was pushing for a playoff spot. The Jackets have, again, made some pretty significant moves. You know, when you look at bringing in Charlie Coyle, bringing in Miles Wood, bringing in Lundestrom, who could end up being their fourth line center. They're a really interesting team. Like, if you go to Puckpedia right now and just look at their perceived depth chart, you've got Voronkov and Monahan and Marchenko, which when together last year was one of the absolute best in the NHL. Mm-hmm. Jenner, let's hope for full health for a whole year for the captain. Fantilli, everyone loves this kid's upside. Keeps getting better. Kent Johnson, magical at times last year. I couldn't get over how good he looked. And then if Chinnikov earns his opportunity back in, or, you know, maybe he's not there, but right now they have him. And it's funny because he can probably play both wings, but Chinnikov, Coyle, and Sillinger.
He does, yes.
Chinnikov, Coyle, and Sillinger could give you a little pop. I mean, Coyle's a tough read. Everybody's always expected a little bit more, and you never quite get the points.
Yep.
And then Wood, Lundestrom, and Olivier, you know, rounding it out. That's just one look at a potential depth chart. We probably view Quinn differently because we've watched from right before his draft in 2020, incredibly, or whatever, Chinnikov also, first round, same draft, just a little bit later in round one. Do you think, like, people do look at, like, you just kind of downplayed that, you know, hypothetical trade. Like, but do you think people look at these players similarly? And again, every organization has these types of players, and you get fixated on what they're great at, what they're good at, what they still need to work at. And sometimes you eat your own, right? Like, it's like, this kid's actually a really good player. You know what I'm saying? So I would just love to know what, like, all observers around the NHL truly think of Chinnikov on a scale of 1 to 10, Jack Quinn scale of 1 to 10, whoever you think would be a compatible piece to, if you felt inclined to make a trade for Chinnikov.
So I would put Quinn ahead of Chinnikov in my book.
Instinctively, I would too.
But here's the funny thing, and we talked about it with Shayna Goldman yesterday when I said that Devon Levi was ranked 8th behind people that have not played an NHL game in goalies 24 and under, according to NHL.com. So it's like the shiny new toy. And often when a player like Chinnikov is being brought into some trade rumors, people like the shiny new toy somewhere else and say, oh, he's good. Like, and because maybe you've not seen every shift in every game, but you've seen Jack Quinn every shift in every game, and you remember more of the bad than the good. It's human nature. We remember more the mistakes, the turnovers. Jack Quinn on the wall, threw the puck to the middle of the ice, got picked off. It's in the back of your net, right? People remember that. But I think Jack Quinn has a lot more upside, a lot more of a goal-scoring touch than Chinnikov does. funny enough, when I think of the Columbus Blue Jackets and Shinnikov, I think of Voronkov. I think they're very similar. The difference in Voronkov, for me, got to play 70-some games last year, got to play power play, and end up with 45 points and 20-some goals. I think Shinnikov can be a 25-goal guy, 20-25-goal guy, a 50-plus-point guy regularly. I think that's also the very bottom of what I think Jack Quinn can be. Jack Quinn could be 30, 30, 60. Very easy, in my opinion. So I'm looking at Jack Quinn being way higher on the list than Shinnikov. So maybe there's a little bit of that. I remember when Jack Quinn made that mistake, that staying within the fan base here. And so it makes Shinnikov look a little bit better because you're like, oh, that's a player I could see in the top six. Shayna said it yesterday. Shinnikov is more of a middle six, probably a third line guy. And if he's a third line guy, that's because your top six is playing well. It's because you're in a good place. And I figured Jack Quinn is more of a top six guy for me.
Do you take it personally when I vehemently disagree with you?
No, I actually think it's better. But you know who else disagrees with the whole conversation?
You don't even know what I'm disagreeing with you on, though.
Doesn't matter. I like the disagreement. But Don Waddell
disagrees
with our
conversation. No one in the history of hockey has ever said that Shinnikov is similar to Voronkov, because Voronkov is a tank at 6'5", 240. And there are very few guys like him in the NHL.
Yeah, but if you build your...
Sorry.
Similar in the production, similar in what I think the cap it may be at some point,
right.
But not similar in the players. But like, I think that if you're Columbus and you do your depth chart and you're like, oh, we got a spot on, you know, second line left winger, who's going to be there? Well, it could be Shinnikov, it could be Voronkov. Like, they're going to compete for the same spot, maybe different players, but they're going to compete for the same status within a team. But Dean Evason, the way that he is and the way that he coach, he's going to like Voronkov way better than Shinnikov. That's just the way it was.
Right, but there were also some rumblings this summer about Voronkov too. And so...
The only one that's safe over there is Marchenko. He's good. He's safe.
And Monahan.
He's good.
There's a lot. But yeah, I mean... They definitely bear watching again. Lots of cap space. Maybe didn't get quite to fill it the way they would have wanted. Probably overpaid on one of their own in Provorov and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I think they overpaid Ivan Provorov, but I mean they've got
and they still have they've still got Severson to figure out too. I mean this is 6 years remaining on this monster deal for this right shot defenseman. We talk so much about right shot defensemen and their value, and it's like, oh my gosh, what is Columbus going to do here?
Five, right? Six. Like, he's a third pair guy. Like that's
if
that's
he's playing, tough. That's
he's
the
playing,
thing.
Yeah.
Like it's wild anyway.
But Don Waddell is saying that no, they're not going to trade Shinnikov mostly because he made his request public. So we're going to stick it to you for making that request public. And now you're going to sit on the bench. That's what, I mean, it could change tomorrow, right? Like teams are going to call and that could change.
Well, the Leafs changed yesterday to everyone's surprise because they got Dakota Joshua from Vancouver and they gave up a fourth round pick. So they got him for free, except for the fact that they do have to pay him for 3 years, which is a pretty significant deal for the three remaining years on his contract. It's just really hard to believe, my opinion, that Vancouver parted with Joshua this quickly after his career year prior to him having testicular cancer at the start of last season.
It is very concerning.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That they made that move, especially after they decided to retain Connor Garland and to retain Brock Besser, and to say, hey, we're gonna re-sign extend Thatcher Demko. It was like, oh, you guys are gonna bring the group and tell them, like, let's go. And Dakota Joshua, man, he was everybody's desire, right? For 2 years ago, everybody wanted him. And then last year wasn't a great year, but I feel like this was a gift to the Toronto Maple Leafs, who, look, they're never going to replace Mitch Marner, and we know that, and they're trying to piece it together with maybe Matthew Nyes playing up in the lineup. But I would think Dakota Joshua could have his spot in the top six. Like, if he plays the way that we know he can be a power forward and produce, and he could be in the top six. He could play alongside of John Tavares and Nylander, or maybe Matthews or Matthew Nyes or whatnot. I could see Joshua being in the top six. So it was a very low-risk type of trade for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yes, there is the money that they have to, pay the guy, and he's making 3.25 for the next 3 years.
Which doesn't make him a top six. It makes him a top nine, which is why I think he fits perfectly. I think it's an excellent deal.
3.25 is nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 3.25 is not the price for a top six forward. It's top nine for sure. Yeah. And that's what I think Joshua is. And sporadically, I think he can move up and down that group. And just like you said, like, he's more than capable of playing with some really good players. So
I think it's funny, because now everybody's going to say, well, anybody could have given a fourth round pick to the Vancouver Canucks for Dakota Joshua. Okay, I get that. He did have and continues to have a modified no trade clause. So that kind of complicates things a little bit. But the market is not what people think. You're not giving up first rounder for Dakota Joshua. You're not getting first rounder for Bo Byram. Like, the market is a very weird place right now when it comes to players and trades.
We'll trade your future considerations for our final segment of the week. It's next on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Off-season conditioning paying off, Marty. We've made it to the end.
That's right. My voice is hanging on. My voice is hanging on. That's good, Duffer. Hey, you're a music guy, a concert guy. You're not so much of a movie guy, but were you a TV show guy? Like, because 21 years ago, Entourage made their debut on HBO, right? That was the show, 2004, whatever. Were you an Entourage guy?
Not huge Entourage guy. I mean, I was probably like, is it the same time frame? I think Sopranos was a little earlier, but like the Sopranos earlier, like, as far as like TV shows, like, that was one in and around that time that was just like...
Like Californication was one, Entourage was... And so I just rewatched the opening scene of the first Entourage episode, right? So they do the Jane's Addiction superhero song, the overhead of the car, the doors open, the doors shut. Oh, yeah! And then, boom. And then it's a scene from like a restaurant in LA, does that... I was thinking, okay, who's the first main character you're going to see? Is it going to be Vince, Drama, Turtle, or E? And I thought, it's got to be Vince. Like, you got to start with the star, right? No, it's Turtle in a yellow armor that comes in, and they follow him all the way in. I'm like, Turtle was the first main character on the show.
Amazing.
He was one of the best characters on the show, too. He was really good. He gave it a flair. I could see it. But that whole, you know, the group that Mark Wahlberg and all that. So it's pretty cool.
I feel like everything you just described is actually you on this show. Next Friday, I promise to get back into new music. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you again on Monday.
We missed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.